Okay, so thanks for joining. I'm excited to bring this call to you today, to bring this information through. I'm going to introduce myself a little bit, and then introduce the Ascended Master a little bit, and then to talk about, give a little context for this information, and then we'll just kind of, we'll bring through Jehudi and launch right into it. So, my name is Tom Jacobs. What I do is, I'm an astrologer, medium, and channel, and you can see my website and read all about what I do at tdjacobs.com. Basically, my core intention is to support people in getting closer to soul, both in understanding what soul is, and then also in understanding what their souls have come to do. And as you'll hear today from our friend about the multidimensional nature of soul, the deep emotions that we carry now are in fact shared in common with all of the lives that our souls are living across time, that we would tend to speak about as past lives. But from this perspective of soul, there is no such thing as time. So when I say my commitment is to help people get closer to soul, what that actually looks like is dealing with emotions from the past that no longer serve, dealing with the fears that are based in experiences in other lives that repeat in this life. Our experience of soul is actually holographic, and so the experiences that we have as children in any given life repeat our karma, we repeat these situations from various lives, but then also they are echoes, kind of holographic echoes all around this big space that is our soul. And so there is this resonance in all of our lives with our deepest emotions that we carry now in this life. The reason that this information is so important, and Jehudi will go into this in detail, but I just want to give you a headline. And it is that we are incredibly powerful manifestors. And as we have learned a lot through some channel teachings on Earth about manifestation, and many of you have probably encountered those and worked with them, what we also need to understand is that the full picture of manifestation includes health. And so this is kind of taking me into a new arena. I mean, I've been doing this for a few years with specific clients of having them ask me specific health questions. Why has this happened? What's the karma? What is the point? How can I shift this? And I have helped people, and Jehudi has helped people shift some things. And so this call is really inspired by the desire to get this information out to as many people as possible, to expose you to the teaching, and also to let people know that this resource is available. This is an incredibly potent resource, being able to sit down with Jehudi and to trace the roots of some emotional issue that has manifested physically. So I do readings where you can speak with Jehudi directly about anything that's going on in your life. You can read the details at tdjacobs.com. And those are just fabulous opportunities to sit down with him. And he also offers what are essentially consciousness upgrades. If you hang out with him on the phone for an hour, he will shift your consciousness. He will, his vibration, if you let it in, will do that. And there is the opportunity for that today as well. He will ask, and I'll just let you know, that during the call, he may ask that you have your eyes closed and you're comfortable. And he always wants us to have our eyes closed when we speak with him so that we can absorb the vibration that he offers. Because it's not just the teachings that are important. It's also the vibration that he carries that I will be anchoring for you here. I have published 3 books of channeled material from him. One's called Approaching Love. The next one is Understanding Loss and Death, and the third one is Goddess, Past, Present, and Future. And I also just came back from a 5-city tour on the West Coast where I channeled him for people and audiences in all these cities on different topics, most of them on the return of the goddess. And so there are MP3s available on my site of those events, and it's pretty incredible. The goddess teaching is incredible, and there's a subset. There's another event that's called Conscious Communion, which is about sexual healing and healing the patriarchy in our bodies. So sexually that we've been carrying for 6,000 years. So check those out if you're interested in those. So who this master is, a number of you have worked with me and are familiar with who he is, but I'll say this for the record for everybody. An ascended master is basically a job title. So he is a being just like you and me, and he will explain this. And yet his role, when he is not embodied, is kind of specific. And so his core commitment is to the unfolding of what is known as the divine plan. So my commitment is to help people connect with soul and do something about what their souls came here to do. His commitment is to the unfolding of the divine plan, which is when individuals in human form remember soul and therefore remember their divinity. So that's kind of why we're in cahoots. And I'm channeling him quite a bit right now between the books and the MP3s and calls and events like this one. And it's just really time for people to get this perspective. He is also known as Thoth or Toth or Toth, and also Saint Germain and Merlin and sometimes others. But as far as ascended masters go, those four names. And most people who know him as Thoth or Saint Germain. When I channel him as Jehudi, which is his Egyptian name, it encompasses all four of these faces. And you might hear subtle voice, rhythm, or timbre changes when a different one comes through. Primarily, it's Jehudi or Thoth, and that is more of like a tell-it-like-it-is, gentle kind of uncle figure who's explaining to you the truth of why something's happening. The invitations to compassion are all the domain of Saint Germain. And then Merlin deals with magic and sometimes sexual healing, but the kind of alchemical things that happen within our consciousness, including sexuality, sexual communion, sexual healing. So who knows who we'll hear from today as far as these different faces? Probably all of them blended together, because I tend to be able to ground enough to be able to hold space for kind of a wide range of his energy. Okay, so let's get started. I'm going to take a moment, and then I'm going to come back in, and it will be Jehudi speaking. He will introduce himself, and we'll take it from there. One other note. I did receive some questions from you over the last couple of days from you, and I put them all in one place, and I'm going to let Jehudi vibe on which ones he's going to answer. Okay. Hello, friends. This is the Ascended Master Jehudi speaking. As this channel has said, I go by several names, and many of you who know me have not known me as Jehudi, but there is a particular resonance that comes with the Egyptian form of my name that helps individuals ground into a certain kind of state of consciousness. And so as I come through this channel, he and I agree that my name is Jehudi for these purposes, though of course I'm also known as Thoth and Saint Germain. Toth, Toth, all of these variations. An ascended master, while you read this in printed form, it is capitalized, and you have a certain kind of reverence for those beings, such as myself, who occupy this role. I wish that you understand going forward that we are beings just like you. It is simply that our evolutionary path and our commitment to evolve has taken us to a state of consciousness, a level of conscious awareness about what is going on and how things work that creates this special job title. We essentially hang around outside the game space of Earth to help you. We each have a different specialty. While you are living, while you are incarnated, you are within game space of the time-space dimension, and you cannot, thus far, at all times see the game as it is unfolding. And then you have people such as channels and intuitives and psychics who can learn to see this game from the bird's eye view, and you rely on them, and that is wonderful. And one of the reasons I'm coming to this channel so much is to offer as many people as possible the opportunity to ground into my vibration so that you can become your own intuitive and psychic and channel. You know, this is essentially to put the channel out of business, is what he has just thought, which is funny, a funny thing. And yet it is to empower you to connect with soul, to live the life that your soul has come here to live. This is the point. When you remember your true nature, and we will speak about this today in terms of manifesting health, when you truly understand the fact of your divine nature, then you remember who you really are. And when that happens, the divine plan becomes unfolded and perfected. And so it is my intention in this call today to give you certain perspectives and understanding and tools so that you can become a conscious operator of how this part of your life works. I will ask you to close your eyes for the duration of our conversation today so that you can take in the vibration that I'm offering you. And you're not noticing your cat scurrying around a corner, or you see the dish that didn't get washed this morning after your breakfast. So please close your eyes and let your breathing be relaxed and be comfortable where you are sitting or lying. And send cords from the bottoms of your feet and your root chakra down into the earth. And I will ask that you keep these cords intact for the duration of our time today together. This is a vibration that I'm offering you, and in order to take it in, your mind must chill out. Your mind must be given less to do. Breathe the energy of the earth through these cords up into your body, and then send it back down on your exhale. Cycle this energy through your body so that you can feel the energy of stability and calm and groundedness in your body. This is, in fact, a critical tool for each of you in every process of your life right now. So please do this on a daily basis, several times a day, working towards being consciously rooted to the earth at all times while you are waking. This will change your life dramatically. Our topic today is manifesting health. When humans speak about health in this, so to speak, day and age, often the conversation centers on what is wrong, what is not working, what is unhealthy. The conversation tends to focus on what in the body breaks down. As I seek to teach you that you are manifesting all that happens in your life, you are, as a divine, powerful creator, manifesting everything that is going on about your body and your health on all levels. Health, of course, covers all arenas, spiritual, mental, physical, emotional. And yet today, we're speaking about where they converge. And so we will end up speaking a lot about the body and how spiritual, emotional, and mental issues affect the body. I cannot overemphasize for you the importance of this teaching for you on earth now. This channel has opened up this call and will make this recording available for free to get the word out. This is a focus of his work, and he has a commitment in his heart to help alleviate suffering where it is possible. And this serves this. And this is a major avenue of this work, to help people understand this manifestation process. What you as a species have not yet grasped is that you are energetic beings having physical experiences on a temporary basis. Thus far, you have thought that you are perhaps machines who happen to have minds and emotions. And if you get deeply into the mindset of allopathic medicine, the practitioners of which are MDs and RNs, etc., when you get deeply into that paradigm, you will see that it views the body as a machine with parts that break down. When you look at other systems of health, you see that they are systems-oriented approaches that are concerned about what is happening in the being as a whole. So I encourage all of you to seek alternative routes to healing and health, because the nature of allopathic medicine has the individuals practicing it viewing you through a lens of mind that views you as a machine with parts that break down. This is an incredibly important topic, this allopathic approach, incredibly important topic. Many people who will be drawn to a call with this channel and myself will, of course, understand these things intimately and will have made certain choices about alternative forms of healthcare. Being not satisfied with the destruction that comes with allopathic medicine, being uncomfortable with something being left out of the conversation with an allopath of some kind. I speak to you today about the source of health issues, because as the speed of manifestation increases, as we hurtle through space-time towards the end of the Mayan calendar, this is a favorite phrase of the channels, but it is appropriate. If you are within the game space, if you are on Earth, you are, in fact, hurtling through space-time towards this destination. It is about the evolution of consciousness, where you remember your true nature, or you have in place certain things, certain modes of awareness that enable you to understand how you have been creating everything that you experience all along. And so if you think about health issues you have had, and think about people in your life and in your sphere, in your family, who have had very difficult health issues and diseases, these are manifestations of those souls. It is not to say that suffering and death are the goal. It is not to say that pain and frustration and fear are the goal. But it is that what you are carrying in your energy field will manifest physically eventually. So as I say, you have not yet really grasped that you are energetic beings. You have not really grasped that the energies that you carry manifest in the world around you and within your physical body. Every single health issue is a manifestation of energy. In fact, every accident that leads to a health issue, an injury, every single one of those is a manifestation of energy. Every time somebody hurts you, it is a manifestation of your energy. So every single thing that happens to you that causes you any kind of discomfort or grief is in fact a manifestation in the world around you or your body of your energy field. This is not an invitation to judge the self for creating suffering and pain and illness and injury. Far from it. As I say to you, please take responsibility for all you have manifested, all that you have thus far created through a lack of consciousness. It is certainly not to lead you into judging yourself for creating pain and suffering. I wish that you view all issues that manifest in your field and in your body as opportunities to hear, A, the language of your body as it speaks to you. Something is not right here. Something is out of balance. Something is not right in our being, in our choices, in our relationships, in our work, in our homes, in our thought patterns, in our emotions. Something is not right. And also, B, see it as an opportunity to come into your divine nature in a more conscious way. You have been creating everything all along. So accept this. Choose to commit to refrain from judging yourself for these experiences, because you have been creating through ignorance. You, in fact, cannot help but create. You are creator energy. You are a portion of all that is, or the divine intelligence. Each of you is a human manifestation of soul, and soul is a portion of the divine intelligence. Some of you would say God, goddess, creator, the universe with a capital U. This is what I'm speaking about. You are divine source. You cannot help but create. Thus far, creation in human contexts has been seen to be about creativity and business, artistic creativity, this kind of thing, and also business building the world, this kind of thing, creativity. And yet, your very nature is as a creator, each and every one of you. Every relationship that is wonderful, every relationship that stinks, every health issue, every joy, every promotion at work, every wonderful thing, everything terrible, each and everything is a manifestation of yours as divinity, learning how to be human. As I have said thus far, it has been through the lens of ignorance. This is why I am coming through this channel pretty much all the time these days, to spread this word, to help people become conscious of their creation. Because when you are conscious of what your creation thus far, what you have experienced is your creation, when you have become conscious of what learning that serves, of what that situation or relationship or injury or illness is a manifestation of in your energy field, then you can take steps to live in a more conscious way. And that is why we are here today. So that you can learn why you have manifested what you have. Manifesting an illness, manifesting an injury or an accident that leads to injury, is not a punishment. Nothing that happens to you is a punishment because you are God. You can, of course, see these things through the lens of your patriarchal religions that have shaped you over many thousands of years on Earth, to see that if something goes wrong in your life, it's probably a judgment from some higher power that you are not doing something right. Please commit right now in this moment to throwing this crap out. It is worthless. These religions do not help you, especially this particular teaching of judgment, that if something goes wrong, that you deserve to be judged, that you deserve to be punished. It is nonsense. The greatest single tool that you have at your disposal is this teaching that you are creating your reality. So the biggest hurdle, in fact, is to refrain from judging yourself, because you cannot use the tool if you are judging yourself. You cannot open to seeing the truth behind a situation if you are blaming yourself for having created an injury or an illness. Manifesting Health, the title of this time we're spending together today, this teaching, this is not a phrase in common usage, manifesting health. One reason is that the idea that if illness is a manifestation of yours, which has been passed around metaphysical circles, that you are creating illness, that you are creating the situations you experience, that invitation to judge seems apparent because of the conditioning that you have had over many thousands of years. So whatever the health issue that you may have now, and whatever issue you may be working with in the lives of loved ones of yours, and whatever going forward you may experience or not experience, what I want you to truly, deeply, seriously grasp today, to take with you, is that you have been creating through ignorance. Leave behind the voice of judgment of what you are experiencing, and then choose to become conscious of what is actually happening. The channel through whom I'm speaking today has had the experience of the very first client who called him with a health issue. And this person was in the beginning stages of Parkinson's disease. And this person said, "I know that you cannot fix it, but I suspect that you might be able to tell me why this is happening." And the channel became a little nervous, because the channel did not want to be responsible for somebody else's health issue. And after that conversation, because he did look into the karma, the Akashic records, of what has happened with this individual soul in different lives that has created this situation in her central nervous system, in her brain. After explaining this to her and realizing that, she prefaced it right. "I know you cannot fix this, but can you explain this?" And then he opened up to look at these things, because he is also a product of the fear on your planet that a disease is punishment, and that it might not be escapable, this punishment. And there's a general attitude of feeling punished when things go wrong, What did I do to deserve this? A person might ask when something terrible happens. When a house burns down. When a career is ruined. When a loved one is lost. What did I do? What could I have done differently? And the fact is that every single thing that happens to you reflects your energy field. So it is not a punishment. But what you can do differently is actually a lot when you are conscious of what is actually happening. As we talk about tracing health, tracing issues in the body and the emotional field, back to the emotions and the experiences and the karma, which are beliefs, and the karma that is at the root of it, I will invite you to, if you have not done so already, learn about the chakra system. There are these seven energy centers located in a line down the center of the body. This is critically important to understand this. And that is one avenue of exploration that will tie together with the second, which is symbolism. And with symbolism, we talk about also gestures and literal places in the body. So, for example, you might have a weird feeling in a muscle, and if you actually follow it and let that muscle create the gesture physically, you might unlock an emotion that explains to you what the muscle situation is about. When we talk about literal situations, there are many people who are born with birthmarks and deformities on their physical bodies that reflect what is happening in other lives. Scars, entry wounds, scars from surgeries, injuries, this kind of thing. All kinds of people are manifesting that sort of thing. So think about noticeable birthmarks you may have and understand that there are issues with that chakra, or there are issues in that part of the body in other lives where energy is being stored, or perhaps you are being hurt in some way, or you have experienced injury or illness in that part of the body. There is a literal mark on your present body that reflects the emotional impact of situations in other lives. I wish now to speak about energy being experienced by you as emotion. And then I will speak about how this gets lodged in your system with belief that becomes karma. This is the key to all health issues. Because every single issue you experience is a manifestation of your energy field. So let us speak about what this energy field is about. This energy field is a portion of divine consciousness. Soul reaches in to the time-space dimension in which Earth exists to experience lives as a human. And so you say past lives, but I say your soul's other lives. Soul exists outside time, and it is rooted while you are embodied in any given life in the time-space dimension connected to this body. This is actually an important paradigm shift for you to understand that your past lives are happening right now. And as we experience this evolution of consciousness related to 2012 and the end of the Mayan calendar, it is not that the veil is dissolving between dimensions occasionally. It is actually dissolved. And so what you are experiencing now, which is one of the reasons why we are doing this call and others, is the reemergence of emotions from other lives that you would call past lives. And they are situations you thought you dealt with decades ago, years ago in this life, emotional issues through relationships or experiences. And yet, because you have this connection to all of these other lives through soul, what is deeply impactful in other lives is coming up for you now. Even if you did process something 10 years ago, that thing echoed or resonated with something from another life. And that another life is not processed. And so this thing comes up now. This is very important for you to understand. Because the channel has not interacted with anybody in the last year or so who was not dealing with something major, they were very sure that they dealt with 10 years ago, 20, 30 years ago. And so all of you need to understand that, yes, you actually are spiritually advanced and sophisticated and aware and conscious, but this is deeper than what you had processed years or decades ago. So this energy field that is soul, that is connected via, you could think of them as tendrils, tentacles, so to speak, though that is not always a pleasant image, but into all of these different lives in the time-space dimension, living human lives all across the Earth timeline. soul does not contain karma. But the portion of soul that is within the time-space dimension does. What happens is there's a particular process. When you have an experience that has an emotional impact upon you, whether good or bad, joyful or painful, when you assign meaning, which is a belief, which has to do with a thought pattern associated with a feeling, when you assign meaning, you develop karma. Now, karma can be thought of as knots in your energy field that have certain labels on them. And the labels will be, people always hurt me. The belief that will be labeled on top of this this bubble of emotion within your field is not. People always lie to me. I never get ahead. I can't earn enough money. I'm no good. I'm not loved. All of these kinds of things, all these kinds of very basic sort of short sentences of beliefs that are knotted up in your energy field. The truth about your energy field is that as you carry energies, they cannot help but manifest physically eventually. Because your physical body is the carrier, the vehicle of your energy field. And so when we speak about illness and injury, we speak about difficult situations such as these that cause pain and suffering and confusion and frustration and anger, we're talking about manifestations of these knots that you are carrying in your energy field. So again, learn about the chakra system. Learn about the symbolism. Learn about where these knots are. Look at what organs or limbs or joints in your body are speaking to you, and you will hear, you will be able to hear the content of the emotional knots that come through from other lives. You must, of course, be in your body and have a practice where you can scan your body, and as many of you will need support and guidance in learning the language of your body. This channel is available for this through his work. But many people do need support. You are learning a new language, the language of energy, the language of the body, the language of your emotions as they relate to your energy and your body. It's a new paradigm. This is the shift into the Aquarian age, frankly. The evolution of consciousness, which is 2012, is the marker of the opportunity for each of you to evolve consciousness to be able to do this for yourself. And so we are just at the very, very beginning. In fact, many people might say that it is not even close, this age of Aquarius. And so for those people, I would say, this is the pre-show. This is the opportunity to learn what you need to learn later, at least to become aware of it, even if you are not feeling with great facility that you are doing it well. So something happens to you, and it's painful, and what happens is your mind springs into action to make a decision about why it happened so that it can be prevented later from repeating. Let us say I was robbed 10 years ago on a dark street downtown, and it was very frightening, and I went into shock. Perhaps I was not even injured, but that shock is enough of an injury. Well, later, my mind will assign causes to why it happened. It could be something like, well, I shouldn't have been walking alone. Or, well, downtown, it's dangerous. Or, it's dark, I should never have parked there. I was walking to my car. These are beliefs that your mind believes need to be latched onto in order to protect you later. That belief is attached to the emotion of fear from that situation. An individual coming into your space, violating your space, robbing you, scaring you, probably with some weapon of some kind, pointed at you. So the belief, I shouldn't have been there, I shouldn't go there at night, is attached to the emotion. This becomes the knot. Depending on where that is stored in the body, and depending on how that is, how that belief is phrased and categorized and filed within your psyche, it will fit with one of the chakras. that fear can manifest as a health issue down the road. I don't say this to scare you at all. I say this to present how it normally looks so that we can begin the process of tracing back an issue to the emotional source. So I'm telling you about the origin of the knot. Many of your minds may go very quickly to, oh, well, then I have these fears about that, and I had this experience at some process from years ago. And, whoa, I don't want that to be a health issue. I don't want that to be a problem. And it does not have to be. I'm teaching you today and in other teachings this process of looking so that you can gain awareness of what is actually happening. So please take this part of you that is afraid that you are going to manifest the opposite of health and say, oh, it's okay. You can relax today. I'm listening to Jehudi and his teaching, and I will work with you soon. I will work with you soon. There's no reason to be afraid. But these parts of the human will come up in many of you because many of you are terrified about health because you have not had any conception that you are in charge of anything. All these things happen and you don't understand why. And moving out of this view of yourselves as machines and into interrelated systems as a being that is operating in, on many levels at once, that is the solution for this. So this knot comes up to the surface, meaning you become aware of it, when a situation seems to threaten a repeat of a past pain. In the case of me being mugged 10 years ago downtown on a dark night when I was alone, walking to my car. In that case, a deserted street at night, anywhere, might bring up this fear because I might realize I don't know if there's somebody behind me or lurking in the shadow. And that would begin to trigger the emotion. So it is during these times when a situation seems to be threatening to repeat from the past, a painful traumatic situation. It is during these times that you are aware of the emotion, but you are filled with the emotion. So you cannot deal with it. I hope this makes sense to you. Think about a time when an old fear was triggered, and for an hour or 10 minutes or 3 days, you couldn't think straight because you were in the emotion of the thing that happened years ago. That is what is happening. This knot comes to the surface because your mind says, wait a minute, 3 of the 5 conditions that I believe led to this past trauma are in place right now. I now have to be vigilant. I now have to spring into awareness. I may have to act fast to defend and protect. And so then you are taken over with the emotion from the past because that mind has been triggered, and the belief, which is wrapped around the emotion, comes up. This is a dark street, and I'm not supposed to be on dark streets because I get hurt. I was hurt this once. Or people get hurt when they're alone at night on a dark street downtown. And so all these beliefs trigger the emotion, and it is the mind observing. So your main task, and I usually offer invitations, but I'm actually giving you an assignment. I'm not giving you an option. I'm telling you to do this in no uncertain terms. Get grounded. I have asked you to send cords into the earth today, and I said ultimately I wish that you do this all the time, that you are living in a state of connected to the earth. The reason that this is so important in terms of this teaching, this portion of the conversation, is that when you are grounded, when you are connected to the earth, when you are willing to bring in the calming energy of the earth into your body, you can manage all these emotions that come up, because they come up and then they go. And if you are swept away in the moment, you think you are that fear, you are that pain, that history, that event. And if you are grounded, you begin to be able to recognize that parts of you come up and then they recede, come up and go down. They come in and out of focus. So every single fear you have, every doubt, every worry, that represents a portion of you that comes to the surface at certain times. Getting grounded enables you to detach from identifying as those fears. So all of these fears that you carry cannot help but manifest. But before something serious happens, before you are diagnosed with something. Your body has actually communicated to you dozens, if not hundreds and thousands of times, what is happening. So this is one of the other things I wish to leave you with today. This invitation to learn what your body is saying to you. It can be as simple as, when I wear those shoes, my feet are unhappy. That's a very obvious one. And people will do things about that to correct it. And then another level of it is, well, when I eat this thing, it makes me groggy. And another level is, yeah, I can feel a spike in my blood sugar when I eat this other thing. And so what you need to do is to learn the language of your body. This is one level of how it happens. Another level is when you have issues with muscles that you cannot discern, you cannot trace back to a source of, well, I must have slept funny or something like this. These little mysteries of muscles in your body, muscles and fascia, connective tissue that something seems weird, something's not right. And again, look to the symbolism. If it is a knee issue, you can look to the root chakra. That's the chakra side of it. And the symbolic issue, knees have to do with flexibility. Knees also have to do with needing strength to stand up straight and to walk and to move yourself into the future. So there are these two levels, symbolism and the gestures, and then also the chakras. Every single issue that is happening in your field, your body is communicating to you. Now, what it is communicating is the choices that my mind is making are not really working. This relationship where I'm not speaking my truth is giving me a problem. That is what it is actually telling you. It is not telling you, please stop eating pasta. I mean, that is a kind of a message. But what it is really telling you when it's having issues is something is not right in my energy field because something is out of balance in my life. A very obvious way to look at this is when you have a lot of sore throats, there are perhaps things you are oversaying or things you are not saying that you need to say. This is a very obvious, literal sort of one. Another one is when you have hand issues. The symbolism would be what you are choosing, what you are picking up might be the wrong thing. And so your hands are rebelling. Your hands are saying, please don't do this. Please don't use these tools. Please don't do this. So there are all these different ways of looking at these things, but your body will tell you all of these minor messages before anything major happens. But you, as a species, have been trained not to hear the language of your body. So this is an incredibly rich topic, and there are some questions that have been emailed to the channel, Seth. And I will look at a couple of them down the road in this call so that we can use them as an example in teaching while also answering some of these questions. I actually would like to begin with one question, which is a general one. How much can stress change our health? And this person writes, once I was very sick, and I know it was due to family stress and trauma. She says she's making a strong recovery, but she's curious about whether recovery has to do with the soul's will and opening of spirit or with caring for the body, or is this all the same thing? A little paraphrasing of this question. Again, you are an energetic being, experiencing energy as emotion. And stress is a negative emotional reaction to energies. Stress can happen over the slow and long term, and that is called stress. When it happens quickly, it is termed trauma. But it is the same thing. It is either sudden or not sudden. And when you are in situations in which you do not want to be, in which you know you are experiencing something you should not and cannot and do not want to experience, you will have stress, which is trauma. So stress is, in fact, a marker that you need not to be where you are. And many of you have been trained to deal with stress, or at least to deal with the fact of it, not process it and move beyond it, but to overlook the reality of it, because your mind has made a decision about what should be happening. Well, this is the job that I use to support my family. Oh, it's very stressful. Oh, yes, my heart is strained because of the stress. My blood pressure's through the roof. I can't think straight. I don't sleep well. I have to smoke to deal with the stress of my job. All of these things should be unacceptable to to each and every one of you, and yet your minds have taken over. So a lot of the issues with taking care of health better have to do with giving your mind less to do and listening to the messages of your body. If every time you walk into the office building, your heart feels weak or stressed or starts beating faster, this is a sign. If every time you spend time with this uncle, you feel sick to your stomach and you're on the verge of being nauseous, this is an incredibly important sign. So stress changes your health because you are willing to put up with energies that do not work for you. It does affect every system in your body. How many people do you know who can't relax because they have systems in place in their life, activities, behaviors, relationships, where they cannot be who they are, they cannot do what they want, they cannot feel what they want to feel? Stress is an incredibly important issue right now. Especially this person asks because she knows it was due to family stress and trauma. Well, there is this issue of being irrevocably connected to family. And so when these relationships and the karma are difficult, there is sometimes this belief that we must experience whatever it is because they are our family. Feel irrevocably connected. And so it is incumbent upon you now, at this stage in time, to evaluate your family relationships, to understand what it is you are supposed to be learning through them, and then to make decisions about how you are going to change what is happening, or perhaps unplug from these relationships for a while so you can get a handle on your health in some way. For some people, it is healthy to cut ties, but not always. For some people, in the short term, it is to cut ties, so when they do that, they may intend it to be forever. It does not have to be. But you must learn to manage your own energy field. You must give back energy that does not belong to you. You must surrender beliefs that come through your family to you. And you must give back everything that they have given you and taught you that does not work for you. Actually, each and every one of you could do this as a very useful home play assignment. So each and every one of you is an energetic being carrying energies, carrying meanings attached to these energies. And at certain times, these energies come up. These emotions rise to the surface. And when you are overtaken by them, you cannot deal with them. I say to you, please become grounded so that you can deal with them. If you are dealing with a health issue now, and you are swept away by an emotion when something comes up, get grounded. Understand that grounding is the single most important tool. It is the first hurdle, because a part of you will want to be swept away by the pain, by the fear. Fear is seductive, because as you operate your life in a more or less conscious way, there are parts, so to speak, you could say you are driving a car, but in the back seat there are parts of you that have been shaped by fear, and they want attention. And so they actually come to the surface eagerly. This fear is seductive. So get grounded so that you are not subject to this. There is another question that is more specific, and I will paraphrase it for you. This person writes, when I experience intense emotions, my eyes break out in a rash. Food sensitivities increase the symptoms, and therefore the GI tract is involved. It do not only affect the eyes, but they are the major, most vulnerable. And it has been going on for 11 years, but lately it has intensified. And so she says, I am not processing something that makes this cycle continue. Two routes for this person. Please look into each one. The sixth chakra relates to the eyes. That is the chakra energetic equivalent, anchor. And what this chakra has to do with is discernment and intention. There are many things we can say about this energy center, just as all of them, as we can say about each of them. But the major thing to say about this is seeing clearly and intention, clear intention. So that is one part of this for you. And the other part is that there is something that is difficult to see. You see this literal manifestation. There is something that is difficult to see, and your physical body is trying to shield you from having to see it. Because when this comes up, you cannot focus on concentrating on seeing something and taking something in. So what you must do is look at what you have seen in your life, literally and figuratively, that is too much to bear. But keep in mind, this is also figurative, figuring something out, processing a thought and putting two and two together and understanding the truth about something that has been very difficult for you to see. So saying see in this context is also about taking in an idea, developing an idea, finally understanding the truth about something. But there is something in your immediate environment that is very difficult to see. And look at what has been happening for 11 years. Look at what was going on in your life 11 years ago when this began, because this is your body's response beginning 11 years ago. The reason it is intensifying now is because the veils are dissolving. And this situation, which is at least in part anchored in another life, though it is, of course, repeated in this life, now this is something that is incredibly important for this individual to deal with, because whatever is not processed emotionally is coming to the surface now, because the veils are dissolving, and the nature of knots in your energy field is that they move around, they come to the surface, but the nature of your energy field is to seek to come into balance and to remove knots. So for this individual, I invite you to take time. What does it feel like when this comes up? Not the itching or et cetera, not that. What emotion is accompanied by it? But I want you to get grounded first. I want you to think of the earth for half an hour before and breathe this energy up into your body and exchange it with the earth. And feel this energy of calm that comes with the body, comes into the body. And I want you to then open up to say, yes, there is a part of me that's coming up, and this will ensure detachment, that you can observe it. What is the feeling that is tied to it? And if you need to sit there for 2 hours, opening to find that frequency on which this part of you communicates, do it. But hear what it is. Feel into what that feeling is about. Many times this can happen as you feel a deep emotion, an intense situation, and instead of just being with it, instead of just letting it flow through you and take you over, you say, what words go with it? What do you have to say? And sometimes there will be several steps. Sometimes there will be several steps so that the first thing that is said is actually the mind's kind of construct to cover over what is really going on, because it is about pain and something difficult to share and something that is not quite okay for this, that the mind thinks it's not okay to reveal. And so go with it and get it down to the place where this belief, I can't stand seeing blank, or I wish I hadn't seen, I wish I hadn't understood blank, until that belief comes up. It is too painful to see this. Each and every one of you can do this with the messages that come up. Each and every one of you can trace these things back. But instead of feeling overwhelmed by the feeling, give words to the feeling. And by doing so, you take a part of you that comes with emotion, that comes with feeling, that brings, is saturated with a particular vibration of emotion and energy. And you bring that part out of the shadows into conscious awareness by giving it voice. So for each and every one of you, I want you to do this. I want you to do this with anything that is happening in your body or your emotional field that is out of whack, that is out of balance, that is not working, that is painful. Every single one of you. One in turn. There will be something that rises to the surface that is a major deal. And then also looking at the physical reality. Well, what does this situation prevent me from being able to do? This is another route to go at it through the mind. Looking at symbolism and gestures and the logistics of it. Well, what does this prevent me from being able to do? For example, when, again, I'm using this channel as an example, and he gives me permission. And it is that when he was in the transition from working for other people in offices to doing his astrology and mediumship and channeling work full-time a number of years ago, he was having issues with his feet. And essentially, his feet, his body was saying, do not go to this office. I'm going to prevent you from being able to go to this office. And he became very clever about working around this because he was afraid for his financial security if he gave up this full-time job with benefits to doing this essentially perpetual freelance work of being a an astrologer and channel. And a part of him was very, very, very afraid. And so his body manifested this, do not go here. Do not be, you cannot get there because you need to actually grow. You need to take this step. So the direction you are heading in, where you go every day, where your feet take you every day, is not the right place. And so you can also look at these situations through that symbolism. Now, the chakra connection, safety and security, financial security, is a root chakra issue which relates to the feet. So these are tied together. These two routes of inquiry are tied together, but I want you to become practiced at each so you see the full picture of it. And the channel also notices when he has fears about money, as people do. He is a person just like everybody else. He has been doing this work for years as his only source of income, and so he is not in danger of any of what those fearful parts might have to say about being self-employed in this way. But sometimes a part of him rises up and says, yes, but I'm concerned. And he will notice a little twinge in his foot. And what he does, and this is what I'm saying, learning the language of your body. The body responds and it indicates a fear. The fear is tied to karma. The channel actually has karma, many lives, of doing jobs that he doesn't like so that he can have security. That's just a part of his journey. And in this life, he is broken free of that, but he must now deal with the fears that come up from time to time. And so when this happens and the body says, I'm afraid of walking in this direction, I'm afraid of being in this position, he does affirmations. I love the work I do. I love sharing these teachings. I love people helping people understand themselves in this particular way as a self-employed person. Because the truth is, there is no such thing as security. And so for him or somebody else to worry about this is a fear that is not based in reality. There is no such thing as safety and security. Nobody knows what's going to happen. But as you are a powerful divine creator, every time that he has this fear, he turns around to assert his divine will with these affirmations, basically saying, I am changing this karma. I'm getting present. I'm leaving behind that old belief. That belief does not serve me. I am here now. I am God, Goddess, Creator, Source, Divine Intelligence, creating my reality. And this is the work that I choose to do because I love it. And when he does that, the fearful part says, oh, well, okay, we could do that for a while. And it kind of calms down. But what I also wish to tell you is as you learn to work with these parts of you that come up with fears, they will resurface because they have been shaped, they have been conditioned by fear. And so, again, invite you not to judge this, but to say, right, these parts of me resurface. I understand this. These parts of me resurface. Returning to manifestations of your energy field as physical health. As I said, everything can be traced in this way. Because humans have, for so many thousands of years, been seeing themselves through a lens of disempowerment, that things happen to you, that outside forces, including germs and viruses, bacteria, and animals who are bigger than you with sharper teeth. All of these forces outside you are acting upon you. You have been living through a lens of disempowerment about everything. In the teachings that this channel brings through, I say ad nauseum, in fact, you are a powerful divine creator. As I said earlier, you have been creating through a lens of a lack of awareness, of being unconscious of this power. And so all of these physical health issues are manifestations of your energy field, which is to say your emotions and your beliefs and your thought patterns, your ideas. These manifestations are reflections of your divine power. Many people who have been through difficult health situations have come out on the other side saying, I am thankful for for the opportunity to learn about myself, what I have learned. Of course, that is after they get through the grief and fear, perhaps denial, etc. But you know many people who have survived harrowing situations, accidents as well as illnesses, and they come out with a glint in their eye, and they're grateful for the learning. So the other homework I wish to give you is to look at all the situations that have happened to you regarding health and injuries and accidents throughout the course of your life, and to understand what it is you have learned through them. Because what you have seen about yourself and what you have learned, when you can see it with detachment, is the point. Sometimes people manifest an accident to force them to stop whatever they were doing and have to consciously learn how to move ahead next. Some people manifest a health situation that leaves them bedridden because they do not spend enough time at home and their spirit is calling out to spend more time with their family. You see how these things work. Your spirit calls out for something. There is a lesson. There is an invitation. There is a need to learn something. In your energy field, I need to learn this. I need to understand this. And you create a situation one way or another in order to make it happen. This leads us to speaking about the nature of pain and suffering. And as I said earlier, many of you feel that, many of you feel in a deep way, perhaps unconsciously, because you have been shaped by these patriarchal religions over time, where there is this God figure who is a particular age and gender, who is handing out gold stars and demerits depending on how you behave. Perhaps this person is sitting in a marble throne with gold stickers handing out, for those who say the right thing and eat the right things and have sex at the right times and have the right kinds of children and do the right kinds of things and jobs, that there are gold stars in abundance. And these health issues are not punishments, as I said earlier. But many of you have been shaped by that kind of thinking, that if something terrible happens, if you suffer, then you must be doing something wrong. And I wish for you to understand that you are a member of the organism, which is Gaia, which is the Earth. All of the life that is on Earth is subject to the natural laws that operate in this time-space dimension on Earth. There is suffering. There is pain. Part of the deal that your soul knows about when it comes to becoming human, coming to Earth and living human lives, is that pain and suffering are avenues to learning what needs to be learned. As I said, you have been creating through a lack of consciousness, and so you have, in fact, suffered, I wouldn't say much more than necessary, but now you do not need to suffer in the same way. You do not need to manifest through ignorance to learn your lesson. This is why I encourage everyone to learn how to speak karmic astrology, because it tells you the beliefs that you carry in from other lives that are in fact stored in your energy field. And then I encourage everyone to open up intuition and to learn how to use symbolic sight, which is seeing the cause of a thing at the same time as the thing, seeing the symbolism of things, this intuitive symbolic sight, because it is time for each of you to become conscious operators of your life as a divine being. I have another question from a listener. I'm dealing with a serious illness for 3 years, and now I'm experiencing a critical stage. Next week, she says she has to make a serious medical decision regarding treatment. I'm so ready to be healthy now. How can I best make it happen? So to this individual, I invite you, and this is applicable to each and every one of you when faced with making decisions that are very serious like this. I invite you to spend some time looking inside for what is the best thing to do. In this situation, you will, of course, feel some level of anxiety, fear, trepidation about the choice that you might make and what will happen. If you can accept that what has been manifest is an expression of what is carried in your energy field, and if you can look into the symbolism, and you can look into the chakra association, and if you are willing to become grounded enough to be able to see through what is happening to the truth of why it is happening, give voice to these parts of you that have not had voice, you will be able to discern what is the best thing for you to do at any given time. This requires having faith that because the situation is your creation, you can figure it out. As I said, humans have been disempowered about everything forever. And so this invitation to have faith is very challenging for some. And actually, the channel has met this individual and knows that she is capable of great faith. So I say to you, look within, not to what your mind is saying, but look within. You may speak of it as tapping into your higher self, about what is the best thing for you to do at this stage in this situation. And every time you are faced with making a decision, because you are probably working with allopathic practitioners who are viewing you as a machine, every time that you are faced with making a decision, even if they have the best intentions, they've been trained to view you as a machine, that's what I'm saying. Even if they're a wonderful, loving, kind, supportive, generous, thoughtful, grounded people, they have been trained in a certain way. But for you to know what is the best thing for you to do requires going inside. We wish you well with this process of gaining insight. This next question. My health issue has to do with pain in my upper right side of my neck close to the base of the skull and the right hip area. The issue is motion restricted. The muscles are tight. She knows this is beyond that fact and a result of something else. So for this individual, I wish to invite you specifically to focus on the gestures that these muscles wish to make. What I wish for you to do is to, whether standing or sitting or reclining, I wish for you to put your attention on one of these areas at a time, and I wish for you to move very, very slightly. I said you said motion is constricted, I understand that. But I want you to focus on the muscles that are there while in a relaxed state. And I want you to see what movements they want to make. These two are related, and there has to do with you. This is a situation in another life where you have moved very quickly to avoid a threat, something thrown at you, something that falls on you, something like this. And these two particular muscle groups are related or tied together in cahoots, so to speak, in this situation because of this. And so look feel into, sense into what gesture they want to make, because there is a gesture. And when you figure out the one with the neck and then you figure out the one with the hip, do them together. And this will show you the motion that you have had to make in another life in order to protect yourself or save yourself. And then after you do that, do it consciously, like make the gesture, make the motion. Move that way slightly. You don't have to do it much, but if you focus your attention on it, the emotion and the attached belief will rise to the surface. So this is your homework for this. Thank you for all these questions, by the way. This offers us the opportunity to support you, but also to give examples of how to look at things. Because very specifically for this individual, it is a gestural, motion issue. Perhaps she can look at the chakras and see that they are connected. And yet, the thing that shines through from her energy field is that there is a gesture that needs to be explored that will unlock the emotion that is stored from the past. And then one more question, which is a general question. How sick are we as a country? It seems the drugs they give us are more and more toxic, hurting us, not healing us. You are living through the culmination of an experiment of mind, as explored in the goddess teachings that this channel has brought through from me, including this book, Goddess Past, Present, and Future, and all the audio from this channeling tour he went on last month. The disconnect from the goddess, which had to do with the rise of the patriarchy, indicates a disconnection from the body and then heading into the mind to view everything, including the body. Well, the body is not a machine. The body is the seat of your emotions and your energies and your beliefs and your thoughts. And so these, how sick are we as a country? We are, in fact, as a planet, disconnected from the body. Disconnected from the wisdom of nature as it exists in our body. I encourage you all to explore these goddess teachings this channel offers. This is an incredibly important topic. Everything that, in fact, is out of whack on your planet, everything that is out of balance in your lives has to do with the imbalance between masculine and feminine that has been generated through the patriarchy. So this channel offers these teachings to support you in unraveling the patriarchy gently and lovingly within you. And this issue about drugs and health is a major one, because we're talking about putting chemicals into your body that often cause harm. And through the allopathic mindset, there is this way of viewing everything through the lens of mind. This is what is supposed to be happening. This is what appears to be happening. And this is what we're doing about it. Allopathy does not teach you to learn the language of your body. When you are connected to your body, it becomes unacceptable to take a pill that kills one thing while damaging something else. And the killing the first thing was the goal. Taking antibiotics that end up presenting issues with your other organs, your liver, your colon, etc. Repeated use of these drugs. Because you are disconnected from the goddess, because you have been taught that what is feminine is actually not good. You cannot see the wisdom in the natural world. What foods does your body want to eat when you don't feel well in a certain way? And in fact, sometimes your body says, don't eat when I don't feel well. And sometimes it says, please just load up on the broccoli. Sometimes it says, please load up on the meat. There is something that your body needs that it is always telling you. You might have a certain grocery list, but then feel drawn, I have to go have this asparagus. But you might say, well, I have my list, and I'm on a schedule, and these people are expecting me, and I have to go to work, etc. And you might not honor what the body is saying because you have been trained to live through the mind. So the issue with these drugs, these are creations of mind that do not understand the body. And what this means is that the people who are creating these drugs and the company that are creating these drugs, these people are not in their bodies. I'm telling you flat out. None of these people who are involved in this process are in their bodies. And the people who are writing these prescriptions for you, they are not in their bodies. And they do not expect you to be in your body. They do not want you to be, because they don't have a conception that it is possible. Because humans have been trained through mind. And allopathy is, in fact, I do not wish to use the word highlight, because that tends to be viewed positively. It is a zenith of the evolution of the logical mindset. Look at all this data. Look at all these data we can cram in here and memorize. And look at all these variables that we can plug into our computer minds and then discern what is happening. And so each and every one of you needs to get into your bodies. Each and every one of you needs to get in there. See what it feels like when you eat this thing. See what it feels like when you go to this place and when you spend time in this relationship. What does it feel like? Because when you begin to do that process, you will move away from these drugs. You will be inspired, and you will have faith, because your body is very clear that this is not going to work. You will have faith that there is another route to explore. And if this means unplugging from certain allopathic practitioners with whom you have been engaged with for many, many years, then so be it, or adding to working with those practitioners. But what I encourage you to do is, when something is happening and your practitioner jumps to prescribe something, I wish for you to understand not that the answer to what is going on is automatically this drug, but I wish for you to remember with compassion, extremely important here, because these people are not your enemies. They're simply being trained in a mindset that is messed up. That remember with compassion that they have been trained to believe that writing prescriptions is the answer to everything, that drugs are the answers to everything. Of course, not every single one of these people is like this, or that you would experience this with every single one of them. But the institution of that academy is about drugs. Because the mind, which is what this is all developed through, cannot grasp that the body is energy and that emotions are experienced as a result of energy and that emotions matter. The mindset of that mind says that you should control your emotions, meaning that mindset is a perpetual mind promotion machine, if that makes sense to you. So the next time you're having an issue and you go to speak to a practitioner and the practitioner whips out that prescription pad with an eagerness, I wish for you to commit to finding out if that is in fact the right thing for you to do. What does your body say? Ask questions. Do research. You have this incredible tool of this information overload possibility with all this information you can find out on the internet. You can ask questions of other people, but primarily gauge every piece of information that comes to you through your body. Is this something I should pursue? What does it feel like? Because your mind will want to go into fear if you have a health issue. Get grounded. Get grounded every single day until it is second nature, until it is happening 24/7 unconsciously without your active doing. It is possible that there are herbal remedies. It is possible that there are behavioral, emotional remedies and that the drug is not the right thing for you. Your body will know. There is wisdom in your body. So yes, this nation, this world, and in fact, this world, because this allopathic perspective has spread like wildfire across the globe. And there are traditional things in different continents that, remain intact, approaches to medicine, etc. And there are many of those that are seeded elsewhere now on the planet, such as there is actually a blossoming of, for example, Chinese medicine in different parts of the world because people understand it. They relate to it. They see results, this kind of thing, alternative approaches. But if you actually look at the prevalence of Western companies, European and American companies, doing drug research and drug business in Africa, for example, you will see that this mindset is spreading like wildfire. And people who have to date been connected to their bodies are now being disconnected through this way. So I wish that you take no unnatural chemicals into your body because I wish you to be clear enough to be able to hear soul, to be able to feel what is happening on all levels, especially on all levels within your being, especially now as the veil is dissolving and you are being invited and challenged to process emotions from many, many, many lives. The more chemicals that are not derived from natural foods, right? Because we all know foods do have chemicals, natural products. The more that is in your system, the more disconnected you are from your body. These drugs have one goal, and then there is an acceptable risk profile that goes with those from that allopathic mindset. And if you take this pill to do this and it does these two other things that are actually very uncomfortable, well, at least you're getting this other thing done. And I will put up with this abdominal discomfort for 5 months. This incredible cramping that wakes me up in the middle of the night. Well, it is to serve this other goal. These things are unacceptable. They should be unacceptable to you. To your body, they are unacceptable. And for you to get in your body and to hear what's happening and to commit to really being in that space with your body, and to having your body guide you, which is to say the wisdom of the natural world contained in your body to guide you. This is incredibly important now. There is something happening now. We are coming to a close, and we'll speak for another couple of minutes before the channel comes back to wrap things up with you. In closing, I will say that currently those humans who commit to allowing evolution of consciousness to take place, who allow the process of these emotions rising to the surface to be dealt with and who commit to learning, whatever it takes, to work through them, essentially form one group of humans going forward. And the other group of humans are the people that are not on board, doesn't fit their paradigm, can't understand, don't want to hear, too busy, this kind of thing. Again, compassion for everybody involved. You do not actually know when somebody will wake up one random Tuesday morning and do a 180 and suddenly be in your camp. So compassion for all involved, but just understand that humans have been trained for so many thousands of years to live through mind. But so there is this divergence of consciousness, where consciousness is seated either in the mind or in the whole being, involving the mind and the body and the spirit and the emotion. And so you have the opportunity to do this. And the people who go through the process and who open up to being who they are on all levels and learning the sometimes difficult process of processing all these emotions and beliefs and karma and unraveling these knots and beliefs in the energy field, those people have the opportunity to be resources for the other people as things shift. Because each group has always been manifesting. All humans have always manifested their health. But each group is going to be manifesting quicker. If you choose to go down this road, as I've offered you this vibration and these teachings and other teachings, then what you do is you open yourself up to manifest solutions, consciousness, manifest a reconnection to your divine wisdom in your body and the goddess within, and you will observe people around you who are manifesting quicker the disconnect. So it is something, the reason this call is happening, this teaching is free and open to everybody who can call in, is because we are all going to be surrounded by people who are manifesting health issues very quickly because of their emotion. And this teaching needs to spread. This invitation to have compassion for the self, for having created suffering, but then also this looking at what is being created through a health situation. So this is my closing. I encourage you all to take these steps, to do these home play, homework assignments, and to become more conscious of what is actually happening, to learn the language of your body, to choose to have compassion for all parts of you that carry fear from the past. Every single human is carrying fear from other lives. Have compassion for this. Commit to looking through and working through these things. And I will thank you now for your participation and spending time with us today. And I will proceed, and the channel staff will come back to wrap up this call. Thank you. Okay. So, again, there are the three books of channel material from him and many MP3s on my site if you want to hear more about these things, especially about the goddess teaching. There's now quite a variety of teachings about this. Five MP3s on my site and the channel book. And to work through specific health issues directly with him, call me for a reading. I do half an hour and I do hour reading. For a serious issue, an hour is appropriate. And I will channel him directly for you and trace back the source of what's happening, why, so that you can actually release the belief that it's tied to the emotion and the karma. So I encourage you all to do this if you're having health issues, to learn how to be empowered through working through these emotions. So you can see my site at tdjacobs.com. And again, thank you for joining me. And I do these calls on a periodic basis. And there's a variety of topics. And I'm exploring right now doing a periodic clinic, actually, related to this manifesting health topic. And it would be for a small group of people who get to have individual attention with him together while he unfolds these teachings. So just sign up for my mailing list at tdjacobs.com, and also you can watch my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/tdjastro, or you can look it up through Evolutionary Astrology and Mediumship with Tom Jacobs. And that's the best place to find out about these things. And I will tell you, if you're in Tucson or you know people in Tucson, I do events here channeling Judy directly in person, which is a little different experience than over the phone, sharing in a room of 10 or 20 people together this vibration and grounding. And the next one is Monday, August 22nd. The information is in my site's calendar, but it's also manifesting health, this topic. So it will be very, very different. So even if you're in Tucson calling in, you should come, because it's going to be a very different topic, a very different way of unfolding the teaching. So again, thank you for calling in, and this recording will be available for free on my website, and keep in touch. Bye-bye.